is on. You good? All right, I have 7:01, Wednesday, October 11th, 2023. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On October 6th, 2023, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you please all join me in a salute to the flag? And I'd like to begin this evening with a moment of silence in solidarity and in recognition of all the lives that were lost in Israel. It's quite a horrible, horrific thing that's happened over there, and I think we all feel for everyone there who's experienced loss and who's gone through quite a horrific time. So if you would all join me. All right, thank you very much. We'll begin with, actually, we will begin by designating, if everyone on the council is in agreement, Ms. Kimberly Marino, who is our court administrator. She'll be filling in for our acting clerk, who's currently on vacation. So if everybody's in agreement with that, Ms. Marino will serve as our secretary this evening. And we'll move on to the regular session meeting minutes from November 9th, 2022. Anybody have any questions or comments on those minutes?
No, I have a comment, but I thank Lindsay and her absence for catching us up on some old things. So it
yeah.
Would pass our thanks for Lindsay for catching us up.
Yes.
For all these, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, may I have a motion?
Oh, I need to abstain from the separate motion.
Well, we'll do them each of the separate, yeah. May I have a second?
Move.
Roll call, please. That's you.
Mayor Malay?
Yeah, yes.
Council President Mark Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Bill Blatter?
Yes.
Councilman Tom
yes.
Councilwoman Amy Swift?
Yes.
All right, may I have any discussion on the meeting minutes for December 7th?
I was not present, so I'll abstain.
Okay. Anybody else?
No.
May I have a motion? May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Council President Mark Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bill Blatter?
Yes.
Councilman Tom Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Amy Swift?
Wait, this is the December 7th?
Yes, you have abstained.
I second. I shouldn't have. I have to abstain.
That was the one you abstained from?
Yeah. So
we'll go back to the beginning. Who had the motion?
I did.
All right. Kaczynowski has the second. And let's redo the roll call.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Council President Mark Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Bill Blatter?
Yes.
Councilwoman Tom Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Amy
Slovak?
Yep. Yep. All right. We'll next move to the minutes from December 21st, 2022. Busy quarter. That's your abstaining. May I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second? Thank you. Second for Ms. Switler. Yes, please.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Council President Mark Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Bill Blatter? Councilman Tom Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Amy
Switler? Yes.
All right, and the regular meeting minutes from our last meeting, September 27th. Lindsay has those done already. However, I haven't had a chance to do any of the proofreading that I normally do before it gets to the council, so we're going to hold those. We're going to table those for the next meeting. We'll now move on to the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items anybody on the council would like to have pulled from the agenda?
I'm not actually asking to have it pulled, but resolution 174-2023, there's just a couple of typos in the whereas clauses, which is what the council now.
Yep. Okay. Yep, and then I think we're going to pull and table. Yep. Resolution number 5, or item number 5, resolution number 173-2023, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing payment to the Lebanon Borough Fire Department for mutual aid service. You want to pull that separately and discuss it?
I can't vote on it.
Yeah, so it just has to be done.
All right. And we'll pull item number 4, resolution 172-2023, for a separate discussion. So item 5 will be tabled until the next meeting, and hopefully we've had a chance to talk about it with the borough, and we'll do the other separately. Any items the public wishes to have discussed separately? I see a hand.
Number 6, please.
Sure. That's number 6, resolution 174-2023, regarding the return of performance guarantee or release of the performance guarantee. Anything else? All right. In that case, may I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Brian Miller?
Yes.
Council President Mark Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Bill Foster?
Yes.
Councilman Charles Nelson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Inslee?
Yes.
Okay. We'll deal with the 2 resolutions. Just remind me when we get to resolutions. Next, we have actually comments from the public for items listed on the agenda only. If you'd like to come up and make a comment on any of the items listed on the agenda, please do so. If the ordinance is introduced tonight, there will be a public hearing scheduled for a later date for public comment so that you've had a chance to review the documents, digest it, ask some questions, and then you can come then and make comments. Any members of the public wish to come up and make any comments on the agenda items? Okay, seeing no movement, I'll close the public comment. And we will move on to reports from the mayor and council. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, planning board, our October meeting, our October 2nd meeting is canceled, and I think the meeting next Monday is probably canceled. The items that we've heard until November, it's the 6th of November, so a couple. Tonight, we are introducing the land use ordinance that was worked on by the planning board for an extended period of time. We've had several working sessions. It was part of the master plan exam that was introduced. It's primarily consolidating the C1 and OB1 zones.
And just for C1 is a commercial district and OB is office business.
Exactly. So it basically is combining those two zones because there's a huge overlap in permission uses. So essentially, it allows a little bit better development to be along the stretch. The key changes, parcels of permission OB1 could not have restaurants and retail, now they could. And vice versa, C1 zones could not have telephone exchanges and data centers, now they can. But there will be any built along, there's another question. There's a lot of cleanup items in there. Probably I would highlight the most significant one is extending the outright prohibition of warehouses. We adopted on Route 22 in 2020 for traffic concerns. That would be adopted in all zones, and it includes distribution facilities. A couple other parcels, there's some other cleanup. And we've taken fronting parcels in the BR zone, like Elder Common School of Dance, a couple of Rob 1 undersized lots, and move them into this new zone. The 2 parts of 31 are different, I would say. Very southern tip, down by the Arboretum, will go to the RC zone. We believe that's a better zoning.
RC is a rural conservation.
Sorry, yeah. That they will not be developed commercially. They're owned either by the county or the state, but there's a few private landowners. They lend themselves to this commercial use. And then the northern stretch above Marion's Corner is the OB1 zone. That has a different tracker pattern, so that's not going to be part of the UHC, but that would stay open to one. Maybe that's more appropriate. It's just because the highway central will have such the trackers. And we did add some, we're proposing some additional uses on 31. Again,
conditional, so there are certain conditions attached for self-storage facilities, which we've had some board adjustment requests for, and for combined use of convenience stores and gas stations, both are considered the amenities of the residents of township. And that's the big thing. There's a change in the village where we're moving some stuff from seawater around the train station to OB2, which is consistent with the zoning along the route in the village. We just think it's a more appropriate zoning than the seawater.
I was actually a lot confused with this, and I appreciated our conversation. I have a lot of questions. And, you know, the public, even me, some of these, like, you know, these zonings and everything like that, it's hard to know what it is. You live planning board,
right,
so you know all this stuff. But I had questions. So a lot of people were concerned about, you know, this commercial, you're going to have a gas station here now. And when I talked to you about it, you had said there are intersections, you need to have certain things.
Correct.
I think the public might understand that it's not a free-for-all. And can you just maybe take an example, like the gas station that you told
me? So the combined use of convenience stores and gas stations, combined use, you can never have a standalone gas station, you can't have its own convenience store. They have to be at least 5,000 square feet.
Could you turn your mics on?
No, oh, just talk closer.
I'm sorry about that. So, the combined use is important because we don't want standalone gas stations where
it's still not.
Still down here.
It's on. Could you repeat everything you've just said?
No, no. I'm asking you to explain some of.
Try that.
Try
that. I might have
working now.
The wrong way.
Better. Okay. So where do you want me to restart? The beginning in English. Okay.
You know that in a second language?
Yeah. Well, so the ordinance that we're introducing is the second outcome of the re-exam that the planning board worked on end of last year, early this year, subject to several public hearings and working sessions. The first ordinance was introduced was Highland Center Ordinance a couple of months ago. The second one is sort of remaining elements. It primarily deals with rezoning parts of 31, already a commercial zone, but it's taking the existing zoning, which is, if you look at our map, a bit of a checkerboard, and trying to make it a little more...
It combines, to distill it, it combines, for the most part, two very similar zones,
yes,
into one.
Right.
And because they have a lot of overlap.
90-some-odd percent overlap.
What the planning board felt were the better parts of the ones that weren't
right.
Common to the two.
Right.
Exactly. That's the really high level. The other aspect of it, which I don't know if that, maybe you didn't hear it, but I think I had mentioned it in the meeting last week for those who were present. The master plan looked at Route 31 just as we had done a few years back with Route 22 and assessed that we don't want warehouses along Route 31. So this ordinance explicitly prohibits warehouses along Route 31,
well,
which
it all
essentially makes it
and
for the, so for the entirety of the township.
Exactly. So they're already not permitted. Now they're expressly prohibited.
Correct.
So it's a bit of a belt and suspenders because we really don't want warehouses due to traffic considerations.
And that's the high level.
That's probably enough. That's the biggest thing. If you read the ordinance, we'll have a hearing, public hearing. We'll talk about it at great length. There will be a consistency review at the planning board eventually.
Yeah.
So in English, no warehouses in Clinton Township.
Any other reports?
Sewage Authority had their regular meeting last Thursday. Routine matters. They did introduce their 24 budget. No proposed rate increase. Always nice to hear. They'll have their budget hearing, I think, in November, and their rate hearing in early 24. They have their next meeting on the 7th. Nothing for the Finance Committee and for Cannabis Subcommittee. No time to pursue anything, so nothing.
Good.
Nothing for Finance and nothing for the high school.
Okay, open space, we met September 28th. I wanted to bring up, we're going to talk about it the next meeting, and particularly with you, the Gitlow House. It's not a concern now, but in the
it's on my list, yeah.
Well, I thought maybe, I'm considering maybe registering with the state.
Okay, we can talk about it.
I would not do it, Historic would, so I just would throw it by them, but I wanted to get your opinion because I know your hands are tied a lot of times when you register with the state.
We, like I said before, I think we need a plan. So
we
have
a plan
first. And I think now that we have a parks supervisor in public works,
yeah.
I think that's a good person to to utilize to get some feedback. The Gitlow House, for folks in the audience, is a historic home on Windy Acres that is used to be lived in and is no longer. So.
And well, I mean, it's not urgent, but it might be eventually as it's leaking around.
Yep.
So you're going to have structural damage and you won't be able to do anything, and it costs a lot of money to demo. So I just want to run that by you. The beehive's going well at Windy Acres. I have a sample for anyone. Please help yourself. This is the second year that she was doing the hives, and this is the first time she had a harvest, so help yourself. Mario, who's our EC chair and green team chair, also is now a beekeeper. He was certified, so we are planning on setting him up at Hackett's, where that he can drive in with his equipment. And
I missed that. Okay.
You do. I think he'll be a great beekeeper for us. So again, it'll probably take him 2 years as well. My volunteers over at Hackett's, since we're on the subject, had some concerns. I think it was in springtime about when the farmers spray. So they were a little concerned if they were bringing their dogs, if it was freshly sprayed. So we were trying to think of a way where we can have the farmer or someone put a sticker on the kiosk just to make people aware that it's happening. You know, similar to when you get your lawn treated, you have a flag, just some type of warning. So we're just trying to figure out how we can do that without making it too complicated with for the farmers. We want the Rossi updated. Bill, I think you're working on that. Microversa will help. I'll help.
Yep. You said you'd help today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that'll be helpful. Mm-hmm. We are looking at some buildable lots for potential acquisition, and we're working with the county on that. Microversa, who's the chair of Open Space, and I will be meeting with Bill Millett Wednesday morning to talk about things. Let's see, we were also discussing Open Space quarterly meetings instead of monthly meetings. Each property pretty much has an Open Space member to it. I have Open Space in Hackett's. Mike McHugh has Beaverbrook. Les covers Kramer's Creek and Prospect East. So, you know, we pretty much have everything updated. So we were also considering doing a subcommittee for land acquisitions.
Okay.
So we would move it to quarterly regular Open Space meetings, but then have a subcommittee to talk about land acquisition. Okay, Green Team met October 3rd. We're basically going through the tasks of what needs to be completed, and if we can get our numbers for silver, it's double what we needed for bronze, so it's not going to be easy. Me personally, I'm going to be keeping up with my classes and my studies. I'm going to be looking at a tree ordinance. I also would like to do a diversity study for the boards and commissions. And they do not have to participate if they do not want to. Our next meeting is November 4th, and we'll be cleaning up the Annandale train station while we're meeting, because that will be our first cleanup at the train station. I do want to talk about the possibility. Mary and I are going to talk about what kind of ordinances we might want to do for the silver certification and how we should appropriately budget for that. So I'll get together with Mario and we'll talk about that because it costs money.
It does.
The EC was Environmental Commission October 5th. The next meeting is November 2nd. I was not available, but I know they're discussing the bamboo ordinance and the interest in that. And I still have not heard back, none of us have heard back from the county in regards to the transfer station letter, unless someone else has heard back.
I actually heard from the county on that, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And I think there may have been a change in personnel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or at least, the county administrator was looking into it, and I had suggested that he reach out to Mario if he had any questions.
That'd be great.
I also forwarded him the letter so that he has it.
Okay.
Because he had called me and asked me about.
That's great.
Commissioner Van Doren had mentioned that he had heard that we were looking for answers and didn't have them, so
great.
He reached out to them.
Good. A couple other things. The Fountain Motel, Tom is working with Larry to officially file a violation for the this stream corridor violation back there. They've been warned several times, so it's just, we have to just issue a violation. And another question is, again, with the budgeting, as far as the ordinances, the Clinton Township newsletter is very expensive.
It is.
But
that's why
necessary,
we do it quarterly.
Right. It seems that our Environmental Commission gets $1,500 typically for our budget. Green Team also is using that budget because it's an extension of the EC. ANJAC is $400. My classes are $500. Trees for community are $200. We have nothing.
So I think that, what you do is you send a budget to proposed budget to Administrator Close, and
you can't do like a general budget for this Clinton Township newsletter, like.
You could, but again, typically, what the past practice has been is to charge it off against the different
departments.
Departments that are utilizing it for advertising and publicizing their respective activities and events.
Okay.
What I would suggest is that, given what you just described, in terms of, you know, setting up different breakouts for the committee with the training budget and what you need for that, separate and distinct from what you need for advertising, keep that, but just reflect a number that you request that combines both the open space and the Green Team. That way, you'll have sufficient funds without drawing down one item.
And I would ask the Finance Committee to just add that to the list as you.
Oh, don't worry, I'll remind you.
But I'd like as far as just send us a list of the requests, and we'll take it into account.
Because, I mean, I advertise my classes, who pays for it, you know.
Well, but be doing all encompassing list, your wish list.
Well, I mean, a lot of people see that newsletter. It's like a.
We can't prejudge wishes.
It's expensive, but it's worth it because a lot of people get that.
No, of course, yes. We just need a budget board.
Exactly. Okay, I'm done.
Council President Strauss?
Yes, thank you. I do not have a report for Clinton Township Board of Education, Historical Preservation Commission. Their next meeting is Wednesday, November 1st at 7 p.m. Public Safety, I did have communications with Chief DeRosa. His reports were emailed out and received. This morning, which I'm sorry I missed, was coffee with the cop at McDonald's. So I hope that went well. I did talk to the fire chief. There are some pending work orders at both fire stations administrator, and I'm glad that they're moving forward with those. So thank you for your assistance in that. As the mayor mentioned earlier, we have a meeting with Lebanon Borough regarding the resolution that we asked to table. And I do not have a report from EMS, OEM, or CERT. Little public service announcement, because I just realized this is our last meeting before Halloween. Again, this year, the fire department and the police department are doing the Halloween Safe Night Out in the village of Annandale. So if you've never been there before, please join us. If you have been there before, please come again. It's from 5 to 7:30. We'll be set up in the proximity of the old municipal building. And so pay attention to our social media posts on that.
That's it. All right. Council President Strauss mentioned coffee with a cop. It was Administrator Close and I were there. It was very well attended. Residents and customers, but especially law enforcement. The county prosecutor was there. A number of prosecutors' officers were there. We had a good turnout from the police department itself, and Assembly Minority Leader DeMeo and Assemblyman Peterson were also there. And I want to just thank the Curry family for all that they do in the township, for everything. They're excellent community partners. They participate in a lot of events. They're particularly kind to us here in the township for the police department. So it was a really nice job. Well done by them. A couple of different announcements. IdentiShred, the county's hosting an IdentiShred event coming up on October 21st. That will be 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And that is typically, where does it say? That's good. Yeah, it should be the county center. Route 12 County Complex. So it's by the library there. They'll also be hosting a free electronic waste recycling day on November the 18th, hours 8 to 12, same location, Route 12. And since we've got folks in the audience, which is nice, leaf collection will begin roughly October 3rd. We're hoping for a collection season as efficient. October 23rd. I might have missed it too. October 23rd. They'll start collecting leaves that are on the ground. It reduces the amount of leaves that they have to come back and collect when they've all dropped, because a lot of the time that they spend is running those leaves back and forth.
So they'll be starting that on or about October 23rd. We ask your patience, but instead of calling the office, if you could, check the website. Typically, they're going to update the website every Friday with where they've been that week and where they're headed the next week. Things will change with weather. Hopefully, it doesn't snow while they're trying to do leaf collection, because that makes things more complicated. And then we do ask that you not rake the leaves in the road. Keep them on the grass. That way, it doesn't block the drainage. Other events coming up, October 28th, 2 to 5 p.m., in the front lot at Bunk Park is our annual trunk or treat. Mm-hmm. So that's always a great event. I look forward to seeing folks with little kids there. It'll be good. They'll have Dr. D, Hay Maze, Bounce House, Pumpkin Patch, all sorts of fun stuff. And then following that, November 4th, Saturday, 11 to 6, actually, did I mention the time? The trunk or treat is 2 to 5 on the 28th. On November 4th, 11 to 6, will be the Food Truck Festival. Hopefully better weather than we had in the summer one. But that'll be at Bunk Park as well. And
are all these going to be on the website so people can?
Yeah, if they're not already.
They're all on the website, so if anybody's interested in those events.
Mm-hmm. And some, I'm sure, are in the newsletter.
Oh, that's right, they were somewhere.
Yeah. And Administrator Close, anything I missed you'd like to add? All good? Excellent. Very good. We will now move on to ordinances. This is a first reading introduction of Ordinance 1190-2023, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Chapter 165, Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton to consolidate various zoning districts along Route 31, along the Route 31 corridor into a new HC Highway Commercial District. Change the C1 district surrounding the Annandale train station to OB2. Change the southernmost OB1 district to RC and establish new conditional use standards and definitions. And again, this is what Bill and I discussed earlier, Councilman Glazer and I discussed earlier. Are there any questions on this ordinance?
I spoke with him at length.
Okay. Well, in that case, may I have a motion to introduce the ordinance and to hold a public hearing for the ordinance on November the 8th.
Oh, so they don't make a comment?
Public hearing will be at adoption, yeah.
I'll make your motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, roll call, please.
Mayor Brian Willey?
Yes.
Council President Mark Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Bill Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Tom Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so lest I forget, I will now, for resolutions, begin with the ones that we polled. We'll first start with resolution number 172-2023, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the application by Zachary Calderon for membership in the New Jersey State Firemen's Association. And let it be known that at 7:29, Council President Strauss recused himself. Is there any discussion, comments on this resolution?
This is standard, right?
It's standard. It's something we started to do a few months back, if you recall. I think it's a great idea that Administrator Close had to recognize the fact that we have a volunteer fire department upon whom we rely day and night on their off time, on their work time to come out and serve the people of the Township of Clinton. And this provides them with a little bit of relief
or security.
And security.
Yeah. No. I think it's the right thing for us to do.
All right. I will make the motion this time. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Brian Malay.
Yes.
Council President Mark
Malay. Is recused.
Councilman Bill Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Tom Kaczynowski.
Yes.
Councilman
Yes. All right. Council President Strauss, can you hear me? Come on back.
Thank you.
Back from the beyond. All right, next we'll discuss resolution 174-2023, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton accepting improvements and approving request by ExxonMobil Technology and Engineering Company, FKA ExxonMobil Research and Engineering, for the release of performance guarantee. This is for block 30, lots 17, 30, 31, 41. Block 31, lot 1, and block 30.02, lot 1, and this is pretty standard. I'm trying to remember when this project was approved, but it's at least 5 years ago, so it's more than 5 years ago. And the project being done and certified so by our engineer, we're now pretty much statutorily required to give their performance bond back. It's a bond that was issued to ensure that the work was completed to our standards and specifications.
And they will post a new maintenance bond.
Yeah, correct. They, prior to releasing the performance bond, they have to post a 2-year maintenance bond to cover all of the improvements for which the performance bond is being released.
Yeah. So this is for the tank that went in and whatever else they did that was approved back almost a decade ago, I guess, than now.
Yeah, they finished all the work and they decided not to do some of it, so they requested the money. We've got no choice, right?
Especially if the engineer certified that it's complete.
Completed, in accordance with the plans. Yeah.
So, in that case, may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call. Yes.
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 All right, we'll next move to resolution 176-2023, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriation for the 2023 You Drive, You Text, You Pay distracted driving crackdown from June 2nd, 2023 through July 27th, 2023. In the amount of $7,419.75. This is a grant that will fund a pretty successful campaign to ensure that we're picking up folks who are not driving as they're supposed to be and distracted on their phones, what have you.
Yeah.
It's great money that the town receives for the program. It's identified, and you're basically doing Chapter 159, which requires you
pays for a substantial portion of the officer's time. Yes.
I'll make the motion.
All right, may I have a second?
So move.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Brian Millay?
Yes.
Council President Mark
Strauss? Yes.
Councilman Bill Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Tom Koshinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Amy Slutter?
Yes.
Brian, I need to excuse myself for a second.
Sure. And just let the record reflect that Councilman Kochanowski stepped out at 7:33. I should have mentioned that Council President came back in.
I'm back.
Or he did, but that's okay. We'll move on to Resolution 177-2023, resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, waiving Clinton Township's right of first refusal in connection with the transfer of sewer capacity by 1734 Route 31 LLC. Love it or hate it, mostly hate it. There are some private entities in the township that essentially own sewer capacity. And from a prior agreement that was agreed to long before anybody in this room was in office, we are allowed to have the right of first refusal when they sell it to another party. And in this case, they sold it as kind of a package deal with the property. But I think we have no interest in buying it, especially at the price that it is offered.
Right.
So
this allows the project to go ahead and create some ratables for the township. So
it is for folks' reference, the parcel is going to become, it is on Route 31 North, just south of the Wellness Center, and it will become a St. Luke's
medical office building, a physical therapy and a bunch of practices.
Yep. Questions, comments?
No.
May I have a motion?
I'll move.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Brian Millay?
Yes.
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 All right, we're going to table resolution number 178-223 for the shared service agreement with the school on the SRO. There are some fine-tuning of the agreement that needs to be done and some questions that came out kind of late. So we're going to pull that and table it.
Right.
We'll next move on to resolution 179-2023, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the refund for certified copies payment in the amount of $15. I think copies were made that didn't paid for them.
Dropped off the check. do as required by law, to deposit the money within 48 hours of receipt of any funds.
Right.
She did that. When they reviewed it with the applicant, the request that was being made could only be done by the state of New Jersey. Therefore, they have to get them from the state of New Jersey for that type of short term versus long term. And so we're now bound to return the money. We can only do that via resolution approved.
Yep.
I'm glad that doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of paperwork for $15. I think I'm pretty sure we spent it all already. All right. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Brian Malone?
Yes.
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 All right, we'll move to resolution 180-2023. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton authorizing the release of certain performance guarantees and escrow for the property located on block 3, lot 15.08 in the amount of $2,000. Unlike the one we just did for Exxon, this one also releases cash money in the form of the escrow. So any questions, comments?
Standard.
Yep.
Standard recommended by the engineer and construction code official.
I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. I made the motion. Ready? Roll call.
Paul.
Yes.
Council President Mark.
Yes.
Councilman Bill Blazer.
Yes.
Councilman Tom Koshinowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman
Yes.
All right, next we have a resolution 181-2023 for batting cages, which we're also going to table. There were some conversations, as I understand it, between the rec director and the administrator and the finance committee, and those are still ongoing because the finance committee has some questions. So we'll table this until that's resolved.
Okay.
Very good. The next two resolutions are related to emergency purchases. The first, resolution 182-2023, is an emergency purchase for a utility truck for the Department of Public Works. And you'll have to, Phil, just correct me, is this the one that we authorized last year? It's the other one that we authorized last year. The second one.
Yeah.
So in this case, we authorized earlier this year funds for a utility truck for public works because they're desperately in need of one. They've been unable to locate one. It's very difficult to find public works equipment these days. And as a result, they've located one, but I think it's a little different than what we've approved.
Right. After COVID, there's been a tremendous backlog, supply chain issues, cost increases with all kinds of equipment. Not just the private sector, but the public sector. Fire trucks now can take, depending on whether you're buying a stock vehicle offline or whether it's custom, it can be anywhere from 2 years per stock up to 44 months for a fire truck. So you have to plan in advance for a new fire truck years in advance, especially if it's a custom vehicle. For example, an aerial ladder that you would need depending on structures in your community. So in this case, trucks now, generally what they're seeing in some cases, are backlog 15 to 18 months for different types of vehicles. That also includes police cars and police cruisers, by the way. There's certain ones. So the situation they've inherited here is they're now working with a piece of equipment that's old and outdated. It's actually, in my opinion, and that is
unsafe.
It's
unsafe.
So they've attempted to buy off state contract. They've attempted to buy off one of the dozen purchasing cooperatives that the township is a registered member of.
Mm-hmm.
And so, barring that, he then looked around to various fields, found one that had a vehicle on the lot that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at that position. We had our PPA and our CFO review it to determine that it met the criteria for an emergency purchase under the local public contracts law.
Mm-hmm.
They did certify that. We're asking your consideration to move forward with that purchase.
So. Questions?
We need the truck, and we need to top up one that we can get, I think.
Yeah. All right. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
And I'll second.
Yes.
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 Council President Mark.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you much. Next, we have Resolution 183-2023, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the emergency purchase of a F-550 chassis cab for the Department of Public Works. And as Administrator Close advised, it's very difficult with supply chain to find things. This we authorized over a year ago, and they've been, Public Works has been diligently looking, scouring every source that they can to find one. They found one, but it's not what we authorized. Not the same exact model and.
You did authorize the purchase of this vehicle, the source though, purchasing cooperative. Over the course of that year, the manufacturer that came forward is advised the cooperative, they're no longer producing the truck for that purchasing cooperative, and not fulfilling any of those orders. Therefore, the DPW director has been out again searching, given the time of year, the upcoming season, has been looking diligently at different, you know, local dealers anywhere across the state, actually, where he could find one, has located one, and is now looking to purchase it. And in this case, it's actually going to be approximately $8,000 less, I believe, than the one that was previously offered.
And this chassis we use for the plows, right?
Both of them, yes.
Both of them, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this one we need for winter, like in a hurry.
That's what we wanted last year, so we still don't have it, so.
And he did attempt to go through the purchase cooperative previously. Unfortunately, he had no control over the manufacturers. Again, this is related to the supply chain issues. I think your township attorney, who does this in other towns, can attest to the fact that this is a pretty commonplace occurrence right now, unfortunately.
So, if you approve the resolution, you can issue a PO.
Correct.
I'll make the motion.
All right. Roll call, please. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And lastly, we have Resolution 184-2023, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing and directing its Affordable Housing Council to apply for the entry of a second post-judgment consent order from the Superior Court of New Jersey in connection with the construction of a 100% affordable housing project by Ingerman Development Company, LLC. This is for the property also just south of the Hunter and Wellness Center. We did the first post-judgment consent order a few months ago, and the state, in its infinite wisdom, has required a very technical minor correction or adjustment. Because the project's, well, the project is being phased in two phases occurring at the same time. So it is, in my opinion, it's somebody at the state trying to justify their existence, for which we have to create a little paper.
Yep. So it's still 96 units, it's just 48 and two.
Correct. Nothing is changing.
Okay. So
this is something that, right, has already been approved into our.
Correct.
This is nothing new.
No. Okay. No, this is the NJHMFA, which is funding the project, has required this change. Okay. Which the judge didn't seem to have had an issue with when he issued the order, but whatever.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. All right. Roll call, please. Yes.
Council President Rex
Strauss? Yes.
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 All right. That concludes all the business. We'll move on to our final public comment session. If anybody would like to come forward and make any comments, good, bad, or indifferent.
I'm just curious.
You come on up and
come up?
Yeah, so we can.
No address.
Okay. No address, just your name, what town you live in.
Make sure you have some honey.
Diana Schwab, Clinton Township. When have we, have we now satisfied our affordable housing obligation?
I'll deliver the bad news. The bad news is that the project that was constructed on Beaver Avenue, the 66 units,
the Willows,
and the project that is nearing completion by the high school, those two projects complete the round of affordable housing that was due to be completed in 1999.
Mm-hmm. Cut up.
So how much more are you telling me that we have to?
Well, there's this next project. There are some other inclusionary projects that are zoned for. One of the limiting factors I think that we'll see in the township is going to be the lack of available sewer and water. But
well, then we just really don't have the resources out here for all these people. You know, I don't know how some areas seem to not have to do this, and we keep getting stuck.
And the way that I, we've been doing 100% projects, because if we didn't, we'd have to do five times the number of projects. So the two affordable housing projects that are done save us 600 more housing units in town. And to put things in perspective, Clinton Township, I think we did a very good job the last round getting a number that was comparably better than others. Ours is in the 337 unit range for affordable housing. Reddington's is over 1,000 that they've got to do.
Where do you say they're not doing
this? Yeah, it's every town. I mean, it's every
no, but where, I want
to... Well, offhand, you know, for instance, I heard, like, Tewksbury paid us off to take theirs or something.
No.
No, that's a rumor.
No.
True.
And yeah. I just don't see this happening, like, out in ruraler parts
of
the town. Oh, it's
and what, and
well,
one of,
how it's determined.
One of the things that drives it, especially for Reddington and for us, is the availability of sewer and water infrastructure. That's why you see it in the town of Clinton. That's why you see it in Reddington,
like
Frenchburg.
You don't see it like an Alexandria town.
They don't have sewer or water. They have no utilities. So yes. We're approaching the end of our available sewer and water. So that will be, as we go into the next round, I would imagine and hope, especially with the help of the Highlands, that will be taken into consideration.
Can I ask another question while I'm
sure.
up here? The old municipal building in Annandale, what's the status on that?
I just have to follow up. The plats have been sent in to the engineer for review. They've been deemed complete. We're just waiting for the Mylars so that we can file the developer can file those with the county clerk. And once they're filed, we can transfer the property to him and he can start working to clean it up.
Oh, good.
So that should be soon. I actually have to follow up again on that.
Not before Halloween, though.
Don't even say it'll be
soon. I know. You're right. I've done this many times.
Someday.
Nope.
And can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I haven't used my 3 minutes up yet. I don't attend these meetings, so I don't know the protocol. But I didn't speak up earlier because I wanted to hear what was said. So I know I'm not supposed to be speaking about this now. But at the train station, what is the reason for? Is it just to blend the two zones, or is there another reason why?
Well, it's a commercial zone, right. And an office business makes more sense, I think.
It allows, I'll call it more mixed use, if you will. The uses are a little bit more appropriate for the village, we felt, than just pure, like,
see, one zone. No, like, plans.
No.
Sinister plans.
Oh, no, not at all. This is more just sort of a lighting. As we looked at it, we said, oh, why is that C1, the village along Beaver Avenue is OB2, which is a more, we thought, more appropriate zoning for the village.
Because when that was first developed, like 12 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, I believe he wanted more commercial.
Yep.
But right. Couldn't find.
Nope, people. Exactly.
And
therefore, we think.
Pitched it to more residential.
Right. And OB2 allows residential. So that's one of the changes in OB2. It's a big, more mixed zone.
Okay. But nothing going on.
No.
Right. Worry about
no. It. And anything that does come up will come up in public. I mean, there's nothing we can do without it being public.
It's hard to be sinister.
Okay.
I like that word.
Thank you.
Come on down.
Thank you. My name is Carmine Madalena. I'm new in town. And going back to Mr.
Kochanowski,
what he mentioned about the ordinance preventing warehousing on the ExxonMobil site.
Everywhere in town.
Everywhere.
Well, I'm particularly concerned about that. I live close in Beaverbrook. And what's your stance on it? Will you support it?
The ordinance is already there. There's nothing to support. It's already been there. We will not support changing it.
Let me finish now. Will you in the future consider reamending it or just doing away with it? Or
are you saying you want a warehouse?
No.
No, I
want to know what assurance is. Like when I give my word to something, my word means something. I won't go back on it. So I don't know how you feel, but that's why I came here. I want to know, each of you, how you feel.
Yeah, I feel there should be no warehouse.
Thank you.
I think, and I think that's demonstrated by the ordinance itself.
Thank you.
That's
why it's here. Ordinance doesn't mean anything. Ordinances can be amended at any time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Not easily.
There's nothing stronger than an ordinance that we can put in place.
Right. That's correct.
Hi, Elizabeth Lugo. So in reviewing what's going on near the train station, I pulled up the periodic reexamination report
mm-hmm.
of the master plan and development regulations for
2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to interrupt you very briefly and just say it would be, you're welcome to make comment now, but the public hearing is a better place because it'll be.
Yeah, it's not about the train station development. It's actually about the goals of the Township of Clinton.
Okay.
The 2015 reexamination report goals and objection. Number one is preserve farmland and mm-hmm. support farming operations in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it change in 2020 to being the number one goal to be promote investment in commercial and non-residential uses along the developed areas of Route 31, north of Hibbler Road and south of 513, along the township's Route 22 frontage? Like, why has the goals of the township changed from preserving farmland to promoting commercial and non-residential development? Like,
so if you read the report, it's a bit confusing. Sorry, I understand the question. The goals are actually additive. So the 2015 goals are still there. We just added new goals in the latest reexamination. That's why
is it such a, why is it so important now to add this new goal of investment in commercial and non-residential use when the whole point of preserving farmland and supporting farming operations seems like contrary to doing this commercial and non-residential development?
Well, but from a development point of view, we need to balance the goals, right? So if the entire township, for instance, was preserved, we'd have no tax base commercially. So we need to balance the two. So that goal talks about saying, to the extent there's development in the township, we want it focused along appropriate parts of Route 31. Not all parts of Route 31 is appropriate, but for appropriate parts.
That would make sense if our taxes didn't continue to go up, A, and B, if when I call this the town and say, why does our park look like SHIT, Field of Dreams, you know, they're like, oh, we don't have any money for a park. We spent a lot of money at Bunt Park, which, you know,
who's
as a playground facility is terrible. What?
Who gave you that answer?
The director of the parks?
Really?
Recreation? Yeah. And I said, it's so sad that we have all these, you know, you've added all these commercial developments, and we still don't have anything like a town pool or a splash pad or something for children. Can I just finish 1 second? And he says, that's because everybody has pools in their backyard. This is what the rec town, when I called town and rec to ask these questions about where our tax dollars go if you're putting in all these extra commercial and non-residential things for the tax base or whatever you're saying, they should be having some sort of meaningful representation for the constituents.
I would just point out that these lots are all already zoned commercial or office business.
I'm not talking about these specific zones that are coming up, even though I will be here to discuss
okay.
with them. I'm just talking in general about what's going on here, because I think there's a lot of citizens concerned with what's going on at the Exxon property. Mm-hmm. I think what's going on all around the train station, you know, with CRC too, like they're constantly changing what their plan is. They've got some new plan to have the watershed re-examined so they can probably do something different. It's just, I'm just talking about what our goals and objectives are as a town, and I think that we need to, I want to just be clear with,
yep.
about what you guys are, what you want
to
say.
I think I would go back to Councilwoman Switlick's report and note that farmland preservation, open space preservation is still a very important goal for the township, and we're in discussions with a property owner to preserve, I think, a very important parcel that's environmentally constrained but also developable from development. So, I mean, we have diminished resources because of a vote. 10 years ago now or so that reduced the open space tax. So the money that's dedicated to open space acquisitions gone down. But we're going to try.
That was the vote that our taxpayers voted on.
That's correct. That was a referendum.
To decrease.
It went from 5 cents to 2 cents.
A small portion out of your tax bill, it goes strictly for land acquisition and maintenance of that parcel.
Yeah. So.
So our residents voted to decrease that.
But we do. Development, we. Yeah.
We do look to leverage other sources of funds, state funds, county funds, for acquisition purposes on top of the money that we have. So that is ongoing, and I think
it just feels like everywhere we turn, it's like everything is getting slated for development, you know, and that's it. I mean, when you look down the highway and you look up the Highway 31, there's a lot more stuff that's been developed in the past 3 to 5 years than there was 10 years ago. So
yeah, I agree. I've been here for 42 years. I've seen development as well. So of course, I mean, townships are going to grow. Property owners have rights. We can't preserve the entire township. We don't
live. And I'm not.
I know you're not, but
just saying,
we take your point completely. It's, okay. You know, I often say, we hate it on this line. We don't want to become Route 31 in Raritan Township. That is not our goal, anything we're doing. So we're trying to be very careful what we're doing with established conditions and standards to kind of prevent that mayhem, I'll call it.
Okay. Thank
you very much.
Hi, Judy Onestock of Clinton Township. Just had a question asking about clarification. Where this affordable housing, Mayor, you had mentioned it's south of the wellness center.
North of Sherrod's. Sherrod's used to be.
Where all the bamboo?
Just north of
bamboo.
Yeah.
Okay. The
old nursery that's
going north, yep. The wellness center. And then before that is the, what once was the
animal
veterinarian office.
And then there
right
was
there.
That
lot there and behind it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot of space.
Oh, well, the lot behind the veterinary office is a lot of space.
There's quite a lot.
They acquired two lots, the veterinary office and another one right behind it.
And that's going to be how many units?
96.
96.
Down from 145, was it?
45? I think it's 11 or 12 acre parcel. I have to go back and look.
Okay.
That's remembering I've got it wrong, so apologize.
Just another curious question, if I may. Was the study done on the impact of transportation and what that's going to do for right there?
This is part of the planning board application.
Yeah, that will be coming probably to the planning board in a month or so for those questions to be addressed.
Okay, so what you're saying, if I'm hearing it, kick the can down the road with that question, but because this already has been approved and we're obligated to do it, regardless of the impact it's going to have on Clinton Township, Route 31, and the current residents.
They'll still have to do a traffic. They'll have to do all the same that any other developer would if they had an approved use.
Right, but if we're committed to this, the impact, I'm missing something.
You're talking about traffic, right?
Right, I'm talking about the traffic right there on Route 31.
Yeah, no, they will have to address that, just as any other developer would. If somebody wanted to put in an office building that was approved, they would have to do the same. And that's the proper venue for it.
Okay, so down the road, I can ask the question. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
public hearing on that application.
Public hearing with that.
At the planning board, though, not the council, at the planning board.
At the planning board, okay. So I'm still my takeaway, and forgive me if I'm being obstinate about it, but my takeaway is if there's an impact on the traffic and the study finds that, the construction is still going to go up because we're committed to the affordable housing.
I think it's more than likely that they would be able to satisfy the requirements of the traffic, but that remains to be seen.
Okay. Have any of you been on Route 31 going north at about 3:30 in the afternoon?
All the time.
Okay.
So, but the outcome of a traffic study can include, I'm speaking of an application that did in the town of Clinton on the township, but they talk about things like retiming the traffic lights and other things they can do to handle increased volume if that's going to be problematic. I can't prejudge the application. I haven't seen it. So
I don't think changing the traffic lights on the Route 31 going north as it gets down to one lane going up by Jake and Riley's. I've had people pass going on those.
That's an enforcement issue. I hear you. Now, we take your point. That's why we didn't change the zoning up there.
Sir, come on down.
My name is Philip Traeger.
On the same note, I think we have to be proactive when it comes to dealing with traffic patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a 96-unit development, it's already approved. But before we approve other ones, we have to point out whether there's egress on the other side of the property instead of it all filling out onto Route 31. Because everybody's talking about Flemington, but the but really the benchmark should be Hillsborough Township, where they just kept on building everything under the sun. They built housing, they built gas stations, they built strip malls, until finally they had to do something, and they tore up they tore up the whole area, and they had to build a bypass. So the only part of that township that even partially resembles what it used to be like is the Sourland Mountain area, that's like landlocked off to the west. So I'm just saying, you can't say, well, we're going to look at the house, we're going to look at the traffic. You don't need a study to stand out there at 4:30 in the afternoon any day of the week. Today was an unbelievable prime example. You could look down the road for 3 or 4 miles in either direction, and there was no traffic moving. And the reason is, there's nowhere to go. All of the development pushes back onto Route 31, whereas what has to happen when you think about developing a property, you really need to look at egress on the other side of the property so it can empty somewhere other than Route 31. It's just a comment.
Right.
It has nothing to do with planning board or ordinances or anything like that. It's right. Just that we have enough history in the state to know what we should not be doing. And it seems like slowly we're doing that. We're doing the same thing everybody else has done. That's just not smart. So it's just something to think about, because I know we work at cross purposes to all of the developers. They want to build, and we don't want them. So you're always pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling. But the thing is, we have the power because we're the voters, and we elect people to use the laws that are in place to fight them. And we need to fight them, I think, more strongly than we have in the past.
At the state level.
If that's what it takes, maybe exactly. We'll do it at the state level. Something
this, that's where this is coming from.
All right, if you're talking about affordable housing, it is
well actually, that I know is a long-standing
it's the Supreme Court of,
I know
we took our case there, we had two
that
different
goes back to Mount Laurel and everything else. And you know, the part of the problem is 1999 was 1999 and things didn't stand still for 20 years, and now we're
catching up.
Right. Yeah, but we kicked the road down the can down the road for 24 years.
Well,
that's a good idea.
That's part of the problem. But the road.
How is that a problem? You could have had these houses 24 years ago.
Road, but the road changed.
Yeah. Or didn't.
All right.
It is, maybe.
Thank you much.
And it's like it's obvious, and I said that at another council meeting that, you know, we're catching up,
right.
And it's happening so quickly it seems.
Yeah.
Because we need to do this. We have to do this, and then the town of Clinton's catching up, and Lebanon Borough's catching up,
and Raritan,
and everything's going up. Right now,
yeah.
And it's alarming to me. And,
it's a lot at once.
And yeah, exactly. We got the
it's a lot general.
We have the one in the town of Clinton, right on Old Route 22.
Mm-hmm.
That's like hardly any affordable housing units in that.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if it's an affordable. What is it on Dead Man's Corner? I'm showing my age.
No, oh, that's a different affordable. Thing.
That's market-based.
That's market-based.
The affordable part of that will be
there's no affordable.
Not on that
no,
parcel.
No, there's leverage. They have another parcel in town that put the affordable on.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Lebanon Borough has the units going up near the hotel, and it's just, it's all happening now. And it's upsetting, to us here as well. I don't like it at all.
To Mark's point, the election is coming up. Choose your state representatives wisely. That's where this problem started.
Hi.
My name is Sonia Easley. I'm from Annandale. I know that you've mentioned no warehouses. Mm-hmm. However, while I sit here, I hear you, I'm still not convinced. And here's why. As time goes on, dealing with ExxonMobil, they're probably going to be beating down your door at every change of every administration. And even though you can put these provisions in place, what is your game plan to make sure they stick? We have warehouses going up right next door in Union Township. You go down to exit 3, all the warehouses that went up down there.
Union Township once got scuttled.
Yeah. Excuse me?
They
withdrew the application. Yeah.
Then that's great, but that's today. I mean, again, it's something that is on everybody's mind. You've got them going up all over the place because they're so profitable. You have people that are cashing out, and they're selling their properties, and then you have these big companies come in with lots of money to throw at you and take you to court, and you have to get, well, some towns are forced to give in. It's just, what are the assurances that the people of the town have that they will never be here?
Well, there's...
Can I interject here?
I have a comment, too.
So you have assurance with us up here, the five of us, but your question is, what about down the road? That's up to you when you elect those people. You need to know who you're electing. You need to vote. Right? And you need to know who you're electing, and you need to elect people that are going to represent you properly. We can't control the future in that respect. An ordinance is the strongest thing we can put in.
But I would add that...
ExxonMobil, again, what if they take us to court?
They can't. Okay. I mean, they can, but there's absolutely no grounds that could overturn our zoning. It's been this way for
years. And they would have to sue more than us.
Well, it would...
Well, what about this rumor that the state offered to buy them out for the land that they're proposing this on?
So there's been, I can't divulge much, and I haven't been able to for some time, but there's been no offer made. However, conversations about preservation continue, which I'm a part of. I won't know more probably until the spring, but that's been going on for better part of a year.
Okay.
Well, that would certainly take care of future governing bodies wanting to change the zoning if it's preserved.
But I also, just to the zoning's perspective, I think the rationale in the master plan, and I think I made this point a couple weeks ago, stems from the fact that the driving factor here is the traffic would be abominable, right? There's no good way for the traffic to work anywhere in the township because of the mess that 78 is with interchanges to 22 and 31. And I don't expect that to change, and I can't expect that a future governing body would have a rationale that they could stand on to change it. That's actually when, if a governing body were to change it from no warehouses permitted to warehouses permitted, the community could sue.
Well, they could turn out and protest.
And they could do that too. But I mean, I think you could make the case that the...
It could be garbage or capricious. There would be arguments to be had, and I'd be making the arguments. I mean, this is the double-edged sword of Clinton Township. We're cursed by our interchanges, but they're a blessing because, I mean, we can't have the truck traffic. It's easy. It's you just look and you say, oh my God, where would a truck go? That was really what drove us to start this process on 22. They were never permitted, or they have not permitted for decades, but now we expressly prohibit them, and this ordinance proposed to prohibit it in all zones of the township.
And that started in 2019?
Yeah, we started in 2019, passed that first ordinance in 20.
So just out of curiosity, why did we have this proposal from this meeting with...
They were going to come make a proposal, and as
proposal
every...
of all allowable uses, and ended up just...
Right, and as every... Every property owner, I mean, we had somebody here pitch cannabis a couple weeks ago, cannabis businesses. I could let them come and present to an empty room, or I could communicate it to the community so everybody can come not only listen, but I think it's beneficial for them to hear from you all, not just from us. Because I know they've heard plenty from me about it.
And as you're allowed to speak to us now, they're a taxpayer as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Come on up, yep.
Excuse me, Mayor.
That's, no, no, Brian's my joke.
Brian, my neighbor.
Oh.
Brian, one question I have.
Well, what's his name?
With the affordable housing, Joe Moretta.
And he's in Clinton Township, I can guarantee that.
One question I have to ask, is there any truth that these affordable housing units have a tax-free 30-year guarantee?
They pay a pilot payment in lieu of taxes, which will ratchet up every year. So they are making tax payments.
They are making tax.
Oh, yeah. It is, so, and I'll have this conversation now on the record. I think I've had it with Councilman Glazer previously. The way it'll work is the Beaver Ave development and the one on 31 that's going up now.
Right.
Will pay this pilot, payment in lieu of taxes. The payment comes to the township. We keep 95%, I think it is, and the remaining 5% goes to the county. I would propose when the time is, when it comes, which is not yet, that the proposal for the 96 units on Route 31, that pilot payment be split with the schools to offset the additional cost and the burden on the schools.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have access.
Anyone else? Okay. In that case, I'll close the public comment and I'll look to my left, Councilman Glazer.
I'll make a motion to be adjourned.
I'll second that. Roll call, please. Yes.
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 All right, we're adjourned. Thank you all for coming out.
Yeah, please come and ask questions.
Write the check to you. Write the check to them. Give them.
Write to me. Yeah.
Write it to you.
So take all three.
Okay. Write what?
$30.
Oh, it's okay. We're wasting so much time.
I'm going to pass them down.
Well, that is. Well,